now for a Hollywood drama playing out in the boardrooms and probably in the courts as well, rather than on screen, Netflix announced last week that it intended to buy the media giant Warner Brothers Discovery for $83 billion. The 102-year-old studio has a huge back catalogue, which includes the likes of Harry Potter and DC Comics franchises, as well as the TV series Game of Thrones, Friends, The Big Bang Theory, it goes on. But yesterday, Netflix rival Paramount stepped in and launched a hostile takeover, promising $30 per share in cash, valuing the company at a massive $108 billion. Paramount's bid is supported by Jared Kushner, the son-in-law of the US President Donald Trump, who has himself taken an interest in this deal. What does it mean for the movie industry and for the fans of movies? Steve Futterman is in Los Angeles and he has been telling us more.
Some people are saying this is sort of a Hollywood nuclear confrontation between these two giants. You have Netflix worth over $400 billion. You have Paramount, which is basically being operated by David Ellison. He is the son of Larry Ellison, who's worth over by himself around $225 to $250 billion, depending on who you want to believe. So there's lots of money at stake. This could turn into a very long legal battle, and both sides very much seem to want this prize, which is the Warner Brothers Discovery assets.
And which of these deals would be better for the consumer, or any of them better? Because no matter what way you look at it, you're looking at less competition at the finish up, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, and it does worry Hollywood. I would say that the people here in Hollywood think that the Netflix deal would hurt them more than going to Paramount, Skydance. But the fact is that no matter who takes it over, no matter who wins this battle, it's going to reduce the number of operating studios. It's going to reduce the number of companies, and that does mean a reduction in jobs. One of the reasons these companies want to take over this big prize of Warner Brothers Discovery is that they think they can reduce the workforce by combining all these assets. They won't need to have, you know, the same people do the same work. Different people do the same work for each one. They can have one person do the work for both. So it's going to end up in a reduction in the workforce. The big thing is that Netflix is not known as a company that has many theatrical releases. And even though Netflix has said it plans to have theatrical releases, basically we know Netflix is a streaming company, even though it says it will have theatrical releases if it acquires the Warner Brothers Discovery HBO assets, there is a belief that Paramount would be a better fit for that.
Mm. So that might mean, I mean, if Netflix were to win this battle, potentially you may see fewer movies in movie theatres, or at least in theatres for a longer period. Could we see fewer movies being made altogether as a result of what's going on here?
That's a bit unclear. They both want content. I mean, the reason this is such a valuable prize is the intellectual property. Warner Brothers, a vast library. I mean, Netflix would love to get its hands on this library. It can offer Netflix subscribers, you know, many, many more options. Same with Paramount. It has Paramount Plus. If it wins, it can offer its subscribers a lot more. And you rarely see something like this come up for I won't say auction, but up for purchase. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are very few entities that have all this intellectual property. And that's what's really causing both sides to want it very badly. And again, I talked to someone today who's a big entertainment attorney. He thinks this could be a very lengthy, a very nasty, a very expensive legal battle. It's likely to go to the courts. You may have courts decide which offer is better for the shareholders. The shareholders may have a lot to do with this as well, but this is going to be a very interesting battle.
That's Steve Futterman in Los Angeles speaking to us a short time ago. It's 2 minutes to 9.